Kelly Matthews teaches special education at Jackson's Coulter Elementary School. She rents a studio apartment in town above a garage workspace.
It's not an optimal place, but it's a roof.
Matthews makes $67,000 a year. That's more than the $58,000 average for Wyoming teachers, but it's not enough to get Matthews into a two-bedroom place for her and her 8-year-old son.
He gets the bedroom, and Mom gets the couch.
So you've been sleeping on the couch for...
For 2 years.
What she'd really like is to own a home, but the median home price here is $965,000, so Matthews isn't holding out much hope.
Is that... Would that ever be an option for you?
Never.
And it won't be an option for Jess Tuckscherer either. He moved from Montana 4 years ago to teach language arts at the middle school.
When I moved here, my salary more than doubled.
Still, his best option in Jackson was this converted barn he rents for $1,000 a month.
Well, this living room, kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. And that's really it. So,
now, do you know how many square feet it is?
8. I don't know. It's not very big at all.
Tuckscherer loves living and working here, but knows he won't be able to do it forever.
I can't buy a home here, so therefore I can't really stay here. You know, if I want to have a family, I can't raise a family in this house.
This problem for teachers like Tuckscherer is a big headache for Teton County. Superintendent Pam Shea just retired after 30 years with the school district.
Needing more space for a growing family usually is a trigger for what we call the 5 to 8 year churn, where we see folks leave to go to more affordable areas or areas where their families can be of support to them.
Shea says when it comes to hiring teachers and keeping them around, she's competing with school districts around the country. Even with the high salaries, the housing crunch here really shrinks the applicant pool.
It's one of those unwritten interview questions is, can you afford to live here?
And Shea says when top teachers can't move here or stay here, students suffer.
We know teachers second to strong principals are the most powerful influence on student success and achievement.
The school district just unveiled one tool to combat this problem, its first ever subdivision of affordable homes for employees. They were built with the help of the Jackson Hole Community Housing Trust. Ann Cresswell is executive director there.
Affordable housing is as basic to the essential infrastructure in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, as any other road, water, or sewer project is.
Cresswell drives me down a cul-de-sac in Wilson to a parcel of land called Schwabacher Meadows. 11 three-bedroom homes that all look pretty similar.
Exactly the same. We save a lot of money on architecture fees when we do all the same.
Teachers bought these units for about $400,000. That's 60% of market rate. Cresswell's organization has developed similar workforce housing for hospital workers and city employees.
If we fail to house the people that live and work here, then we will not have a quality workforce, we'll not have a quality system of education, and we will suffer in all respects.
So yeah, give me a quick tour, I guess.
Okay, so this is little Johnny Howell.
The unit we're touring belongs to James and Mandy Howell. They both work for the school district.
This is a house that we never thought we would ever have lived in Wilson, Wyoming, where there's, you know, millionaire homes, billionaire homes all over the place. So it's amazing. We're lucky.
The Howells were living in a two-bedroom condo with two little kids. James says without this affordable home, his family would have had to leave town. But he doesn't think it should be considered a handout.
You know, we paid $403,000 for this home, which was, you know, somewhat of a stretch for us, but we're glad to do it to be able to stay. And I think a lot of people look at affordable housing as somewhat of a charity case. I'd like to think of people to think of it more as an enrichment in your community and creating a more diverse community.
For some teachers, finding affordable housing means crossing state lines. Jennifer Marlar bought a three-bedroom home in Victor, Idaho, 8 years ago, for less than $300,000. Marlar commutes an hour each way to teach seventh graders at Jackson Hole Middle School.
It's brutal. On the way home, you're tired, you're exhausted, you want to be home, and that hour feels like eternity.
Marlar likes her job, and she's good at it. She's one of only 7% of teachers in Wyoming who is National Board certified. But her daughter Aniston will start school in Idaho in just a few years.
Unfortunately, I think what's going to end up happening is I'm going to have an expiration date in the Jackson Hole School District, and I'll probably have to resign there and try to get work on this side so that I can be a part of my community that I live in.
And another highly qualified teacher will leave Jackson. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.